Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello everyone, Jim Deering here, and welcome to Soul Chaser, Stories with a Purpose, by Lauren Paul Decker. About how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. Sometimes early in life we get a bad break, a bad environment, physical disability, mental disability, abuse, and the list goes on. But there's one who can mend your soul. Here's today's story, a bad break. Ow! It felt like I broke my ankle. It hurt. A lot. I was just a young teenager at the time, but I knew that the pain was crippling. It happened on a Monday night, the much-anticipated night of the week when the boys' club met at our church. Nearly 20 lads, all about my age, got together for fun and games along with a Bible lesson. My dad, the pastor, ran the group, and I'm certain he loved Monday nights as much as we did. On this particular night, we were playing outdoors in the crisp fall air. The sun had set, and the conditions were just right for one of our favorite games. We called it sardines. The object was simple. Find the person who was hiding, and when found, hide along with them. We would squish like sardines in a can, trying not to give away the sought-after location by excess giggling. The last boy to discover the packed hideout would be forced to go inside and read the Bible lesson for the duration of the game. In retrospect, making a Bible study a punishment was not our wisest move. On this night, the game of sardines was going along swimmingly, and everyone was having fun when I happened to step into a sinkhole in the gravel lot behind the church. I felt my ankle give way, and the audible snap of my bone breaking was disconcerting, to say the least. I went down in a heap and hollered for a timeout. "Somebody get my dad," I called. He was quickly summoned, but his arrival brought little comfort. "Can you stand up?" he asked. I managed to get into an upright position. "Let's walk it off," he said. Walk it off? I didn't think it was possible. However, with a friend on each arm, supporting my weight, I hobbled back to the church. After the night was over and the last club member had gone home, I sat in the kitchen of my home and took off my shoes and socks. My mom gave a low whistle as she and my dad assessed my injury. My ankle had a golf ball-sized egg of greenish hue protruding from the joint. "I think I broke my ankle," I said to my mom. "Let's try to walk it off and see if things improve," my dad stated matter-of-factly. This cavalier attitude was something my father must have picked up as a young man. If one of us scraped a knee or an elbow or got hit by a pitch in the Little League game, his response was always the same. "Rub some dirt on it. Good clean dirt. Now walk it off." Well, try as I might, I could not seem to walk this injury off. I eventually hobbled into the emergency room at the local hospital and winced my way through a series of x-rays that were taken. "Just a bad sprain," the doctor announced. Over the next few years, I struggled with a weak ankle. I attempted to walk it off when I stepped on a sneaker while going for a rebound in basketball. I walked it off after turning my weakened ankle in a game of beach volleyball. I rolled it over uneven sidewalks and any number of other missteps, each time hobbling and limping in an effort to walk it off. Then, in the summer of my 18th year, I snapped it good. I heard the crack of the bone breaking as I fell to the gym floor in shock and pain. The friends that were playing indoor soccer with me gathered around in concern. I was transported to the local hospital, where a round of x-rays were ordered. Painfully, I obliged. An hour or so later, I was waiting for the doctor to return with the results. He came in with the x-ray films in hand and proceeded to clip them onto the light bay for review. "You broke it," said the doctor as he pointed to the crack in my bone. Then he paused and looked intently at me, then back at the x-ray. "This can't be you," he stated, taking a closer look at me, then looking back at the dark film. "Your name is here on the file, but this foot is too small." I looked down at my size 12s and could see the negative image on the film was indeed a picture of a much smaller foot than mine. After digging around a bit, the good doctor produced a second x-ray with my name clearly written on it. And it was my foot, size 12. A closer look at the first film showed a date of 5 years before. It was the x-ray from my boys' club days. They had misread, or just missed, the fracture that night, calling it a bad sprain instead. I had been unaware of the break, that is, until a second visit 5 years later. Many of us catch a bad break in our early years. Alcoholic parents, an abusive uncle, mistreatment from a bully. There are so many things that can hamper our walk through life. We try to walk off the pain, but our wounded spirit just cannot support the weight. As a result, we end up with a break in the center of our existence that remains flimsy and weak. We did not know we were broken. We just hurt a lot. A broken bone is painful, but a wounded spirit hurts even more. It also takes longer to heal. Your first step toward healing, however, is a journey back to where the pain began. You may have tried to walk off a pain that needed to be set and supported. And if you go back and take another look, you may find something that you missed before. That something may be all you need to face the problem properly. Once you know that, the healing can truly begin. In this incident of my broken bone, the original break was actual. The x-ray showed it, but it was mishandled and hidden away for years. There was no help for me until it was brought to light. You may need to go back in your life file and bring an old pain to the light again. How? Tell someone who is worthy to share it with, to share your weak spot. Make sure that that someone can read the x-ray properly. You won't heal on your own, but the one who made your frame will bring the healing. He knows not to bear weight on an injury while broken. He has someone close by who will share your pain, support you, and help you heal. And remember, the great physician has an office. We call it church.
Love is everywhere. This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere. and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.